Okay, so today's daf is daf Sadi Aleph. We're going to start on Sadi Amud Beis by the Mishnah. So this parak is going to basically complete the concept of all the shiurim, of what it is to take something out on Shabbos to be chayiv. It's actually going to give examples of times where you take things out that are less than a shiur, and still you're going to be chayiv. So Mishnah begins, Hamatznia lezera v'ledugma, Lirafua v'hotzio b'shabes chayev. So what happens if somebody puts away something, chayev b'kolshil, with even a small amount? What happens if somebody puts away something? He puts away a seed, or he puts away an item for showcasing, or he puts away a small pill for refua. So he specifically puts away this small amount. So he's going to be chayiv, even if what he puts away is a small kolshil. Typically the shear should be more. It should be kagrogeris or kezayis in certain cases. But here, Rashi says, b'kolshihu, he says, taha achshave. Because he, in his mind, has made this thing important. He was achshaveit. He made it something. Again, the idea of hotza is that something that has chashivas. So if he's made this thing important by saying, I want to plant this specific seed, I'm putting away this specific seed to the side, and then he takes that seedling out, or I'm putting away this specific medicine on the side, and then he's taking it out, since he was achshave, he made this item have chashivas in his mind, so if he takes it out, he would be chayiv on Shabbos, because it now has a shear of chashivas. But the chol adam, but anyone other than this person, meaning he's the one who gave it chashivas, but somebody else, the chol adam, einu chayiv alav ela kishiuro. He would be only chayiv if he took that item out, if he took it out with a proper shear. I mean, if he just took out that one seedling or that one pill, if that wasn't big enough for the shear of what that item was, he would not be chayiv. Right? Rashi says el b'shiuro b'chol echad shiur mufurish lo. Everything the shear that each one has its own specific shear, and he would be chayiv. He would be chayiv only for the shear. The Mishnah then continues. What about this person? Right, so this person had in mind this one seed. So he had in mind this one seed, so if he takes it out, he's chayiv. What happens if he takes it out, and then says, you know what, I'm going to bring it back in. So what happens if you're bringing it back in, Rashi Gemara's Mishnah says, chazor v'hichniso, if he then takes it and brings it back into the Roshos HaYachid, einu chayiv el kishiuro. Then he won't be chayiv unless it's the shear. So what happened was this guy had machshav this small item. He takes a small item with the intent to do what he's supposed to do with it. He goes outside with it. Okay, he does the akira, does the anacha. He's chayiv for otzah on that. Now what happens if then he decides that he wants it, he brings it back in. He changes his mind, he brings it back in. So there the Gemara Mishnah says he's not chayiv. Rashi says, einu chayiv b'hachnasa zo, when he brings it back in. Ela im kein yish bo shiur shalom, unless it has the appropriate shiur. Tekevan de nimla chalav shalol zaro, since he changed his mind in the middle and decided that he's not going to plant with it, bitel machshav aso, his initial machshav is now batel, v'harehu kuchol adam, and now he's like everybody else, and therefore he'd only be chayiv for a shiur. So in this case, if he had it, he had in mind that it was going to be, he's going to plant it on the way out, so he'd be chayiv for the way out, but if he changes his mind, so on the way in, he's not going to be chayiv. The Gemara asks, Lamale lemisne hamatznia, lesne hamotzi lezer ledugma refu l'chayiv b'chol shu. The Mishnah gives an extra step. The Mishnah talks about a case of somebody who puts something aside in order to use it, then he takes it out, and then he chayiv. Why doesn't the Mishnah just say, somebody who brings out a seed in order to plant it is chayiv? What's with this whole matznia thing to begin with? Right, listen to Hamotzi Lizero Ludugma Fu Bhaiv Kolshu. Why do you have this extra step? So Amar Abaye says, Hakab Mayaskinan, doesn't give the Akimta as to what this case of the Mishnah is discussing. The case is discussing the following. Hakab Mayaskinan Kigon Shehitsnio. Initially he put this thing away for a certain item. Vishakh, and he forgot why he put it away. Right? I'm not sure how he would forget why he put away a seed. But he shachach what he put this away for, right? L'shachach l'mahitznio. The hashta, now he picks it up and takes it out. The hashta kamapik le'stama. So when he takes it outside, he's taking it out basically with no intent, with stam, because he doesn't remember why he put it away. Ma'u detema, you might have thought, bitule but l'machshavato, that his original machshav was now batul, it's nullified. Right? Rashi says, ma'u detema, since at the time he took it out, he doesn't remember why he hid it to begin with, then maybe his machshava is batal, right? lo chashivas machshavas hatsna v'lo machshavas hatsa. Maybe now because he forgot why he put it away, so therefore he loses this achshavei on this item. So kamash malan, the Gemara says kamash malan. The times come teach us kola osa dashi shonu osa. Now, if he's matznio and then he forgets, it's still, and then he takes it out, it's still working on that initial das until he actually changes his mind, as opposed to forgetting. If he changes his mind, that's one thing. But here, Rashi says, "Kamash malon the kol ha'osis stam." If you just do it stam without, you know, just I guess without any specific intent, al das rishona osa. The intent we imputed upon him is the initial intent that he had. And therefore it still stands in its initial chashivus, and he would still be chayev. So the case is, he puts something away, he puts away the small seed to plant. Come Shabbos, he doesn't even know why he has the small seed here. But he takes it out. Even though he doesn't know or remember at the moment he took it out why he put it away, nevertheless, since it's just stam, his machshava goes back to the original intent. The original intent was for it to be a seed, therefore it has chashivus, and therefore he would be chayev. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel. Mechayev hay Rav Meir af bimotzi chita achas lazaria. Rav Meir was mechayev even if you took out one little piece of stalk, one little piece of wheat to plant it. The Gemara says pshita. What's the chiddush? The Mishnah said if you were machshuv something, then kol shehu. Our Mishnah says a kol shehu. Kosher means any small amount. So chita sort of should comply with that rule of any small amount. So Gemara says, no, mahu de tema, you might have thought, somebody, I guess, might have thought, mahu de tema kol shehu, the words kol shehu that are made it said in the Mishnah, is lafuke migrogeres. It's only to say that you don't need the full shear of the grogeres. Normally you needed a grogeres, and it says kol shehu means less than a grogeres. Right, v'lo'olam adi ika kazayis, but you would still at least need a kazayis. You still need, because you would still need something that I guess has a chashiva somewhere around. You would still need a kazayis. Kamash malon comes Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel to tell us that Rav Meir said no, that kol shehu literally means kol shehu. It's not kol shehu lafuke a kigrogres. It's kol shehu even lafuke kazayis. It's kol shehu to mean any minimal small amount. So if you took out one chita, one little piece of the chita to plant it, then since you gave it chashivas, you would be chayiv. Gemara says, Maskif la Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yitzchak Breid Rav Yehuda asks, Elamayata. So if this is the case, that we're going according to what somebody thinks is important, so what about the following case? What about the opposite? Chishev lahotzi kol beso. Let's say a guy has in mind, it's one of the more klutz kashas, guy has in mind and says, you know what, I want to take out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim every single item in my house. So the only thing to me that is chashuv is if everything gets taken out. So is he not going to be chayiv until he takes everything out? If he takes out the first sefer, he's not chayiv. He's only chayiv until he brings the last couch out of the house. That's crazy, right? He says, chishev, if the whole thing is going according to intent, so this person's intent, one person's intent to say that I can take something that's so small and make it important. Another person says I can take something that's so big and make it not important. Do it the other way. And Rashi says chishev lahotzi kol beso behotza achas the lo achshava ele im kain hotzi kul recha. He only thinks it's important and thus takes out everything out. Hachinami ki afik porta porta lo mechayiv. He's not going to be chayiv. He takes out one at a time. So Gemara says no. There's a big difference. Hasam but la daito etzel kol adam. Over there, it's batel daito etzel kol adam. There you have to go, your mevatel is dasak, but it's normal, regular people. Regular people, when they take an item out, if the item is a certain size, that's considered important. Basically, the idea is that you're chayev for the lesser of the standard shear or what you deem to be significant. There's a standard shear. The standard shear you're going to be chayev for. You cannot be achshave standard shear and say that's not standard. That you're going to be chayev for. The only thing is that you can be achshavei something that's beneath the standard shear and raise it up into something to make you chayev for, right? There's a minimum. There is right. You're chayev for the lesser of the standard shear and what you deem to be significant. That's how it works. Okay. The Mishnah then continued. V'chol adam ein chayavim alav el kashiuro. And right, this person was machshu this one seed. If he takes it out, he's chayiv. But everybody else who takes it out would not be chayiv unless they took out their shear. The Mishnah says, Masnisin the lokar of Shimon Elazar, who came upon this before. Our Mishnah does not accord with the shita of Shimon Elazar, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that says, Klal Amr of Shimon Elazar, Shimon Elazar stated a rule that Kol She'eno Kosher Lahatsnia, the ain matzni and kamoo the hukshel azev itzio uba'ocher rotziu neschayv zev machshavas hazev. Rav Shimon says the opposite. Rav Shimon says basically, if we have an item that typically is not choshev, the person is not going to hide it. Small one pill, a small seed. That item is not going to be chayv if we take it out. But if a person is machshavit and he's matzniyit, then that person A is machshavit and makes it important. Then the person B takes it out, he will be chayiv because of person A's machshava, which is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah made a split. Our Mishnah said only the person who had the intent to make it important is going to be chayiv. Rav Shimon says, no, the intent that the person has, if I say that this is something important, now it creates, this thing becomes a chetz of importance, and everybody will be chayiv if they would take it out, not just the person who was machshavit to make it something significant. Right, the significance, my intention makes it significant for everybody, according to Rabbi Shimon. According to the Mishnah, my intention only makes it significant for me. Okay. Amar Rava, right? Rava says, Amar Rav Nachman, name Rav Nachman, Hotzi kagrogeres l'achila v'nimlach aleil l'zriya. Inami l'zriya v'nimlach aleil l'achia. So a person takes out a grogeres. So remember, we're talking about a... I guess a seed of some sort. So something so normally, if you take for achila to be chayiv for achila, the shear is a kagrogeres. To be chayiv for zriya, the shear is even a small amount. Right? Rashi is right. Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman hotzi kagrogeres lachila. So you take an amount out that would be significant for achila. So you're chayiv, right? Right, but before I guess you place it down in the Rosh Hasharabim, nimlach aleil zriya. So you know what? I want to plant it. Now, for Zriya, a shear of chashivas for Zriya is just a kol shear. It was a small amount. So, Enam were the opposite case. My initial intent when I started to take it out was Lazriya. I took it out for planting. Therefore, I would need a grogeris. But therefore, I would still be chayiv. V'nimla chalel achila. But I changed my mind in the middle to achila. I changed my intent. But the question the Gemara is asking, if I change my intent, does my akira and halanacha have to be with the same intent? Because here, the shear is, you have the shear no matter what. Right, when I did the Akira, my intent was to do thing A. When I did the Hanacha, my intent was to do B. Does that Akira and Hanacha now combine to say that I'm Chayiv for Hotzah? So the Gemara says, here in this case, it's Pshita. It's a Dabar Pasha that you be Chayiv. Why? Zil Hachi Ikashira, Zil Hachi Ikashira. Because in each time that you had an intent, your intent, what you took out, would still be Mechayiv you. For example, the first case. I had intent when I took out to eat it. But I took out a Grogeres, which is the largest year. So I had intent to put it, when I took it out, my intent included a shear that would be mechayev me. Then I changed my mind to plant it, still a grogeres. My intent was still to do something with a shear that would be mechayev me. So I would be mechayev. There's no problem here, because at any moment in time, I'm having a shear that would be mechayev me. Again, the shear for achilas is a grogeres, the shear for planting is a kol shehu. So at this point, any point in time, let's say the second case, when I took it out with the intent to be zoreit. How large was it when I took it out? I took out a grogeres. That's a shear to be chayiv for zriya, because it's above the shear. And then I changed my mind and I said I wanted to eat it. Well, at that moment I changed my mind to want to eat it. What did I have in my hand? What did I put down? A grogeres. That's a shear for achila. So in this case is zilhach ikashira, zilhach ikashira. So the Gemara says, so what was the Havamina? We said before, Ma'o the Tema, you might have thought, Ba'ina and Akira v'anacha b'chad the machshava, you needed that the Akira and the Anacha had to be with the same intent. When I pick something up and put it down, I have to have the same intent. I pick it up for Achila, has to be for the intent to place down with Achila, or for Zriya. Kamash Malan says, no, so long as the Akira and the Anacha have a shear, you're going to be chayiv. Now the Gemara comes to three similar questions. That case was pretty simple, but it's really just a setup for the next three questions. God bless you, Nick. Just for the next three questions. But in the next three questions, the Gemara doesn't have an answer. So, Bayi Rava. Rava asks as follows. Hotzi chatzi grogeres lezriya. So I took out half a grogeres for zriya, which I would be chayev. Took out half the shear for achila, which is significant for zriya. V'tafcha. And then while I was taking it out, before I planted it, I changed my mind, and the shear of this item expanded. I don't know, it got wet or something, and it expanded. Then tavcha, then nimlach aleil l'achila. And at that moment that it expanded to the size of a grogeres, I guess, I decided I wanted to eat this as opposed to planting it. So mahu, am I going to be chayiv in this case? Again, so when I took it out initially, I didn't have the shear that would be mechayiv me for achila. When I changed my mind, now I do have the shear that would be mechayiv me if I had intent for achila. So Gemara says, Mar says, Mahu, Imtim Tzein Lomar, you might say, Hasam, only in the case that we said before, you'd be Chayav, if you have different intents, because you always there was always a Shir Chiyuv at each point. Right? Hasam, Hudim Mechayev, the Zil Hachi Ikashira, Zil Hachi Ikashira. But Hacha here, Kevan Diba Idna Da Afka, since at the moment you did the Akira, when you took it out, Lo Have Beishira Achila, it didn't have the requisite shear to be Mechayev you. If you had intent for Achila, then you would, Lo Mechayev, you won't be Chayev. Because at point A, you didn't have a shear that would be Mechayev you at point B. Because at point B, you now want to do Achila. O Dilma, or maybe you say, Kevan Di Ilu Ishtik Velo Chashiv Alei. What if this guy was silent? He took out this Tchatzi Grogerist for planting, and now it turns into a Grogerist and still for planting, he would still be Chayev, right? Kevan Di'ilu Ishtik Velo Chashiv Alei Mechav Amachshav Adizriya, it would still be the Machshav Adizriya, Hashta Nami Mechayev. So too here, when he changes it to his Machshav Tachila, nevertheless, since at that moment he changed his mind, there's still a shear for the that would be Mechayev him, something what was initially, he would still be Chayev. He initially thought for Zriya, and at the moment he's doing the Anacha, you still have a shear for that initial intent, maybe he would still be Chayev. Gemara doesn't answer. Gemara says, Imtim Selomar, I'll bring you another suffix. Right? Maybe we'll say, Kevin Dilu Ishtik Lo Chashiv Alei Mechayev Machshav, right? Maybe the Machshav Rishona goes across the whole time. Maybe the Machshav Rishona only works because at the Machshav Shnia, you still have a shear that would be Mechayev you for the Machshav Rishona. What if you don't? What if Hotzi Kigogeris Lachila? You took out a krogeris to eat, and sumka, and then it contracted somehow. It dried up. The nimla chalei lizria, and then at that moment when it dried up, you decided that I wanted it for planting. Mahu, are you going to be chayiv now? Because now when you're at point B does not have a shear that would be chayiv you for your initial machshava, right? So the nimla chalei lizria mahu hacha vaday. If he had stayed quiet, right, what would have happened? If he had stayed quiet and would have continued on his initial intent, he wouldn't be chayev. Because at the moment he's doing the hanacha, he doesn't have the requisite shear. He has less than a kagrogris because the item shrunk. So, or maybe do we say, you go according to the here and now. What's the here and now? The here and now is, I now have machshava for planting, and I have more of a kolshu, so I should be chayiv as well. And my initial, just look at his intent at each stage. Stage A, he had intent for achila with a grogress, satisfied. Stage B, he has intent for zriya with less than a grogress, satisfied. So he's going to be chayiv. Next question, the Gemara says, the intim tseilomer basar hashlas linan, and if you're going to say you go according to the here and now, well, let me give you the following case. Hotzi kigrogeres la'achila utsamka. He took out a grogeres to eat. Okay, that's the hachiras with the grogeres. So he has a shear for eating when he takes it out. Tsamka. And then it contracts. Okay, now it's less. Now he doesn't change his intent. V'chazra v'tavcha. And then it goes back and expands again. Mahu, what's the din over here? So I have an item that at point A I would be chayiv for. In the middle of it, in the middle of the process, it shrinks to a shear less than what you would be chayiv for. And then it grows again. It expands again. So are you going to be chayiv? The question is, yesh dichoy l'shabbos o ein dichoy l'shabbos? Do we hold the idea of dichoy, meaning pushing something off? Something has a chashivus, and then it no longer has a chashivas. Does that mean it's no longer chashiv? Can it reacquire its chashiva status? Or once it's pushed aside and you start again. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, yesh dichoy. It's like towards the bottom. It's like the third or fourth to last Rashi. Lo yesh dichoy. Masha chasra bentayim. That which had diminished and lost the shear in the meantime. Ilu ancha bahi shaita lo mechayiv. Had you placed it down at that moment, you would not be chayiv. So mi amrinan toras dichoy. Now you say maybe you say it's pushed off. The nidche, it's no longer has chashivas. The nidche lo mechuyav. The nidche lo mechuyav chatas ubatla lo akira, and therefore it gets rid of the original akira. The kihadar tafcha v'nicha v'nacha below akira. And then when it expands and puts it down, it's in a placing it down without the akira. Meaning, you picked it up. It was the right shear. then it got the smaller shear. Does that, now that it shrunk to a shear that you wouldn't be chayiv for, does that reject your initial akira? And then when it expands and you're placing it down, you're placing down something that didn't have an akira, because it's pushed off at the moment it shrunk. That's the machlokas. The Gemara leaves as a teku. Does the idea that the fact that it shrunk in between make the item lose its chashiva status, and therefore it's considered a new item, and therefore it splits the akira and the anacha in this instance? And the Gemara leaves as a teku that they don't have an answer. And I think the teku really applies to all these, to all of them, because the Gemara doesn't answer anything. They're all Imtim Tselomars. It just happens to be that the Rambam usually paskins like the Imtim Tselomar. Right? The Gemara says Imtim Tselomar, the Rambam says, okay, we paskin like that. Because that's the way the Gemara is leading. But others say, no, it's just left as a teku, and we just don't have an answer for any of these questions. Okay. Next. Bayiminei Rava, that was the easy part. Bayiminei Rava Mirav Nachman. Rava asked the following question from Rav Nachman. Zarak kzayis truma lebayis tamei imahu. Okay, so a person takes a kzayis of truma and he throws it into a tamei house. What's going on here? Mahu, what's going on here? So the Gemara is going to say, first Gemara says as follows: Lamai, what's the suffix? Ile inyan Shabbos. If the idea is whether he's chayiv Shabbos, meaning he took a kezayis of truma from Rosh Hashanah and he threw it into a house in Rosh Hashanah, and Rava's suffik is whether he's chayiv on the zrika, whether he's chayiv for hutzah or not, haloki grogeres ba'inan. He's definitely not going to be chayiv, because the shear of a kezayis is a grogeres. So what's your suffik? You're concerned, he took up a piece of truma, a kezayis of truma in Rosh Hashanah, and he throws it into Rosh Hashanah. So he's an akir in Rosh Hashanah, he's a hanach in Rosh Hashanah, is he chayiv for Shabbos? Of course not. He's not chayiv here. The shear was too small. He only picked up a kezayis in our case. The shear for these food items is a krogeris, which is larger. So the Gemara says, okay. Well, let's see. We're continuing into see what the case is. Right. The ilatru. So that can't. It cannot be the suffix as whether or not in that case he's chayiv for otzah, because for sure he's not. The ila inyan tuma. Well, maybe the idea is whether it's tuma. Maybe this kezayis, what does that mean? Ilin tuma. Rashi says, ilin tuma. Did mi boy ilach? His question is, im nitma litame tumas ochlin olo. If this kezayis now went into the house that's tame, does this kezayis now get tuma, and therefore it can pass tuma on further? The Gemara says that also can't be, right? Well, I don't know why they're asking the question about throwing it into the house, but, you know, so what the case would be, he has a kezayis of truma, and he throws it into a tame house. Is now this kezayis tame enough to transmit tuma to other things? The Gemara says that can't be. Kabeitza ba'inan, the shear for tame food to contract tuma and pass it on, this is at least according to the way Rashi reads the Gemara, to contract tuma and pass it on has to be kabeitza. So also this question can't be, because we know for sure that if this kezayis of truma went into a tame house, it doesn't become tame enough to pass on to anything else. It's not big enough. So what's the kasha? What's the suffix in this case? So la'olam le'inyan Shabbos. We're discussing of Shabbos, right? And what's the case? Kigon di'ika pachos mikabetza ochlin v'hai mashlimo l'shir beitzim. So basically it seems what happens here is, the case is, in the house, they already have, let's say, half a beitza worth of food. And you have excellent aim. You threw this kezayis into the house on top of the food, tummy food that's already there. So basically what happened now, you're mashlim lebeitza. But when you place this food item into the tummy house, you now have enough shear, you have a big enough shear to make food items tummy. It becomes tummy because it combines with the beitza that's already there. So with the chatzi beitza that's already there. So the case, we make the simple case. I took a chatzi beitza and I threw it into a house that already had a chatzi beitza that was tamei. Now the two items together can become tamei. But what happened? What's the lumdus behind it? There is that what I did is now this shear, this thing that I threw, has a chashivas. This is on Shabbos. If I just threw this shear by itself, I wouldn't be chayiv because it's not big enough. But what ended up happening is now it attained a status of chashivas. Because of something else. Because it attained the status of chashivas by making something else tamei. Because the combination, which was there already, it became tamei. So the Gemara says, my, Mayit. What do we say? Midimitztaref le'inyan tuma. Since it now has chashivas, because it combines to make tuma mechayev namilin in Shabbos, it now raises its status to be something that's chashiv, and even for Shabbos, it would be chayev. Odilma kol le'inyan Shabbos kegogeres ba'inan. That everything has to be for Shabbos. Basically, the question is can Shabbos be impacted by other areas of halacha? If this thing is significant for tuma, can it also now be significant for Shabbos? On its own, it's not significant enough for Shabbos. You need a korgeris. This is only going to be a kazayis. On its own, it's not significant, but it is significant in the gabe tuma. So once it maintains the significance for tuma, can that significance now be transported onto Shabbos as well and give it a significance for Shabbos? It's a simmer machlokas. You have, I think they hold this idea by sukkah. So by sukkah, we have this idea that the third wall of a sukkah could be four tvachim. That's it. It could be four tvachim. Right? And it works for sukkah. Four tvachim is not big enough for a wall for Shabbos. So let's say I have a sukkah that has two full walls on Shabbos and four tvachim. Well, that now made the sukkah kosher. Does it now also work to make it a wall for Shabbos? Can Shabbos be impacted by other areas of halacha? So if you say Shabbos can be impacted by other areas of halacha, so then in this case, the other area of halacha, which makes tumah, will impact Shabbos, and therefore it has a chashivus, and therefore you be chayev for otzah. O Dilma, or do we say no? Kol in Shabbos, Kagrogeris Bina. No, Shabbos is Shabbos, Tumah is Tumah, and you need a Kagrogeris to be Chayiv on Shabbos. Here, just because it did something for Tumah, doesn't raise its status, Lagabe Shabbos. So Amoleis. Right, so it's a good question. So then when you did the Akira, it wasn't Chashiv. That's a good question. Because it only gets the status when it hits the tummy item. Right, the Akira is then not. That's a good question. I don't know. So Amrale, Rav Nachman says to Rava, Rav Nachman says back to Rava, Tanitua, we already learned this in a Brisa, right? Abishol Omer, Abishol says as follows, Shtei Alechem Alechem Aponim. The Shtei Alechem, which are made on in the base of Midrash, Alechem Aponim, and the showbread, Shi'urim, if you take those out on Shabbos from the Rishus HaRabim, so we take it out, whatever reason, you take it out of the base of Midrash, the Rishus HaRabim, what's the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv is Kigro Geres. The Chiyuv is the Shir Grogeres. Like any food item, it has to be the Shir Grogeres. But Amai, so Abba Shol asks, why? Lema, we should say, Midila El Yotze, Mikazayas, live in Shabbos, Lam Mikazayas. If you say that other aspects, other halachic aspects impact Shabbos, well, lechem aponim, there's another halacha. The lechem aponim, also, when they go outside, they have a chiyuv of yotze. You're taking kachim beyond its border. How much kachim of lechem aponim do you have to take out to be chayiv for yotze? Would only be a kezayis. So if you say other areas of halacha impact Shabbos, so why do you say that you only chayiv for Shabbos for lechem aponim if you take out a gogeris? You should be chayiv for a kezayis. Just like if you took out the kezayis, you'd be chayiv for yotze, so that should add chashivas to that kezayis and make you chayiv even for Shabbos, right? Therefore you see that it's a separate entity. Shabbos is one thing, and yotze, taking things out of hektesh, is another thing. They don't combine. So the Gemara answers, and I think, Dan, it's similar to the point that you're making. The Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, there's no comparison. Because what happens? Hasam, by the case of kachim, when are you chayiv for yotze? When you take out the lechem upon him, at what point in time are you chayiv? Hasam, mida'afke chutz lechomos azara ifsale biyotze. The moment you take them out of the walls of the azara, are you getting, it's over there, and your sitter's over there. Let's go again. Hachi hashta. Hasam over there, by kachim, they took him out. Mida'afke lechutz lechomos azara ifsale biyotze. It's nifsal once it leaves the walls of the Azara, even though it didn't get to Rishus HaRabim. Because remember, around the base of Midrash, you have what's called the Chel. You have like this border. So it's still a Rishus HaYachid, but it's outside of the confines of the Kodesh, of the base of Midrash. So the moment you bring the Lechem upon him outside the base of Midrash, even though you're still in that Chel, you'd be Chayiv for Yotze. But when would you be Chayiv for Otzah? You'd only be Chayiv for Otzah if you took it beyond that border. It doesn't happen at the same time. Because Hasam midaafke chutz lechomus hazara ifsale biyotze. A Shabbos lo mechayev demafik le'rishus harabim. But hacha here, so it's different. It doesn't happen at the same time. But here, hacha, Shabbos v'tumah b'hadeh hadadeh ka'asyan. here, I still have your question, but here Gemara is saying is that the Chil Shabbos and the creating Tumah would happen at the same time. When would that be? When the Kazayas I threw hits the Tumah inside the house. So when the Kazayas I threw hits the Tumah that's inside the house, leaving Danny's question aside, when the Kazayas that I threw hits the Tumah in the house, I get Chashivas for Tumah, because now it's Tameh, and at the same moment I can be Chayav for Shabbos. In the case of the Beis HaMikdash, because that's when I have the Hanacha, the case of the Beis HaMikdash, when I take the bread, when I take the Lechem upon him outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, that's when I'm Chayav for Yotzei. Then I have to walk further to be Chayav for Shabbos. It's not going to happen at the same time. I still have to walk it beyond the borders of the Beis HaMikdash in order for me to be Chayav. So therefore, there's no comparison. It's different. It's a different case. You can't compare. You can't use that Mishnah as a raya. So we still have the suffix as to whether or not outside halachas can impact Shabbos. The case of the lechem upon him, it doesn't count for us because that even though it's an outside halacha impacting Shabbos, we need an outside halacha impacting Shabbos at the same time, and there it's not done at the same time. Okay. The Mishnah then said Chazer v'ichniso eino chayiv ela kishiuro. The Mishnah said, the case was the guy had a machshava for the seed, he took it out, he'd be chayav for the hotzah, and then when he decided to bring it back in, he's going to be putter. Why is he going to be putter? Because he was putter his machshava, he didn't do what he wanted to do with it. So the Gemara says, pshita. The Gemara says, it's pasher. Okay, if he changed his mind in the middle, then that item no longer has the chashivas, and therefore he won't be chayav. So what's the Mishnah teaching us? So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Hachav Mayaskinan, what are we talking about here? Kigon Shezarku LaOtzar. What happened was, is that he didn't really bring it back. He didn't really change his mind. He didn't explicitly change his mind. He changed his mind based on some sort of action. He threw it into the, he took the seed and threw it into the storage area. Right? Umekomo Nikar. But you can see where it is. But you see exactly where it is. Right? So Ma'od Tema came into Mekomo Nikar, since someone might have said, that since you can see where it is, it's not completely, enveloped or disappeared. So maybe Milsaka Maisakai, maybe he still stands his initial Makshava. He never said anything to change his Makshava. Maybe he threw it into this Otsar, it still stands his initial Makshava. If he then goes and picks it up and brings it back in, he would be Chayiv, because it still stands his initial Makshava. So Kamash Malan, Midazarkila Otsar, Batuli Batle. No, Kamash Malan is that his action by throwing it into the Otsar, that shows that he no longer wants to plant it. And if he no longer wants to plant it, he destroyed the chashivas of this small item, and therefore he wouldn't be chayiv for this shear because he would need the larger shear. I'm not sure what the havamina was. He threw it. He took it. He tossed it somewhere else. So why would you think he still has the initial intent? Gemara says maybe you would have thought that you had the initial intent because you didn't say anything. And then what Machzana is the action alone is significant enough to change his intent. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamotzi och. Okay, so now it's going to be a little more simple until Menachem stuff tomorrow. Okay, Hamotzi ochlin, right? If a guy takes out food from the Rishus HaYochid, right? He has his food from his house. He takes it out from his house. V'nosnan al ha'iskopa, and he puts it on the threshold that separates between his house and the outside. So he takes it from his house and puts it on the iskopa. So Bein Shechazer v'hotzion, if he then later goes and takes it off the iskopa and brings it to the Rishus HaRabim, Ubein Shehotzion Acher Potter, or somebody else takes it off the iskopa and brings it to the Rishus HaRabim, they're Potter. Why? Because in his case, he didn't do the Malacha all at the same time. In order to be Chayev on Shabbos, you have to do an Hakira and Hanacha. So here he did his Hakira from Rishus HaRabim, but his Hanacha was not in the Rishus HaRabim. And then he did it, so it was in a place that's Potter. So he only did an Hakira. Then he did an Hakira from a Makam that's Potter and did an Hanacha from Rishus HaRabim. He only did the only action that he did was putting it down in Rishus HaRabim. Because he put it down, he split up. Even though in the end, he accomplished the same thing. His item went from the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Since he broke it up with the scope in the middle, he's not going to be Chayev. Right, that's the case. Rashi says, Akira makom chiyuv, anach makom chiyuv, v'hacha havile Akira b'makom chiyuv, anach makom potter. Right, okay. Next case, kupa shehi maleya peros. So I have this barrel, this basket that's filled with produce. V'nasna al iskopa hachitzona. So I put it on this outside. I put it on this threshold outside. Right. So basically, he has this platform, and he puts the barrel, and the barrel extends over into the Rishus HaRabim.
And it's like this, I guess.
So the barrel itself is still resting partially on the iskopa, but the peiros in the barrel are front-loaded, and they're all outside. They're in the barrel, but they're in the barrel over the Rishos HaRabim. By kupa mleya peiros unas na liskopa chitzona afal pi sharov peiros mi bachutz, even though most of the peiros are bachutz, putter acheyotzias kol kupa, he's putter, he's not chay for otzah yet until the entire barrel goes out. I mean, we don't go by the produce that's inside; they're being held within the barrel. If the barrel itself is still partially in the rishus hayachid, so he's going to be putter. Rashi says acheyotzi. Klomer el imkein hotzi berishona kol kupa. You have to take the entire item out. The entire thing is out here. The entire item is not out, even though the peiros inside the barrel are over the Rishos HaRabim, but the barrel itself is still leaning on the iskopa, which is not the Rishos HaRabim. So the Gemara then asks the first part of the mission about the iskopa. Seems to be double partial. He goes, my iskopa. What's the case of the iskopa? Hi iskopa my. What's the case? Ilema iskopa Rishos HaRabim. If the iskopa is going to have the status of Rishos HaRabim. Rashi says, if it's Rishos HaRabim, meaning it is, it's as high as 3 until 9 Tvachim, and it's, if Rishos HaRabim, meaning it's 9 Tvachim high, 4, it has a status of Rishos HaRabim. The Rabim use it to hang things on. So if the scope has a status of Rishos HaRabim, so putter, why would he be putter? Hakamafik Rishos HaYachid Rishos HaRabim. If the scope has a status of Rishos HaRabim, then why would you be putter in the Mishnah? You took it from your house, put on the scope, Rishos HaYachid Rishos HaRabim, you would be chayiv. Ella iskopa is Rishos HaYachid. If it's then Rishos HaYachid, the iskopa must be Rishos HaYachid. So then the Gemara says, Bein Shechazer Otzion, Bein Shotzin Acher Putter, Hakamafik Rishos HaYachid Rishos HaRabim. If it has a status of Rishos HaRabim, why would the second guy who comes, and or even him himself, he takes it from his house, from Rishos HaYachid, and puts it on the iskopa, which is Sarachid, Yachid. He comes back 20 minutes later, picks it up from the iskopa, and brings it to Rishos HaRabim. Why would it be putter? Rishos HaYachid has a stint of a status of Rishos HaYachid, then he took something from Rishos HaYachid, and he put it into Rishos HaRabim. So why would he be putter? So Ella must be, the iskopa is karmelis. The iskopa is a karmelis, meaning it doesn't have a status of Rishos HaYachid or Rishos HaRabim. It's a makam ptur, the hakamash malon, and it's come to teach us, taima dinach be karmelis. The reason why he's putter in this case is because he put it down, he broke up his initial akira by putting it down on the karmelis, the makam ptur, which is the way we learned the Mishnah to begin with. Halonach be karmelis, but if he did not rest it in the karmelis, meaning if he took it out of the Rishos HaRab al-Yachid and carried it in one shot over the karmelis into the Rishos HaRabim, he would be chayiv. That's what our Mishnah says, and the Masnisin Deloke Ben Azai, and our Mishnah would not be in accordance with Ben Azai, the Tanya, because Ben Azai said, Hamotzi Michanus Laplatya Derech Stav, if you take from Rishos HaYachid, which is the store, to the Platya, which is the thoroughfare, which is Rishos HaRabim, Derech Stav, over the colonnades, right, Stav of the colonnades, meaning you went from Rishos HaYachid to Rishos HaRabim, but you went, you didn't go direct, you went over a Makom Ptur, according to Ben Azai, you were going to still be, according to Tanakama, Yechayev, which is our Mishnah, Ben Azai says you're Potter. Ben Azai says you're Potter because Ben Azai says that you freeze a person's walking at every moment. So at every moment in time, you have to freeze where he is. So freeze him. So Yachid frozen. So Yachid frozen. So Yachid frozen. Over a karmelis, frozen. So that means he now has a hanacha in a makam ptur. Next step, he's in Rishos HaRabim. So the karmelis broke it up. The Chachamim say, no, you don't freeze every moment. He has an Akira in Rishos HaYachid, Hanach in Rishos HaRabim, and Bichayev. That's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah comes to tell us that only if you placed it down on the Rishos HaRabim, on the Makom Ptur, does our Mishnah say that you're Potter, because then you broke it up. But if it didn't place it down, meaning you took it from Rishos HaYachid and you walked all the way to Rishos HaRabim, even though you walked over a Makom Ptur, our Mishnah, unlike Ben Azai, is going to say that you are Chayev. Fine. Next. The Mishnah discussed the case of the kupa, which is, right, the basket is filled with peiros, and you place the peiros on the iskopa, the outside, even though most of the peiros are now leaning out over the Rishos HaRabim, but since the barrel itself is still on the makam ptur, you're not yet chayiv for hotzah. Mara says, Amar Chizkia says, Lo shanu ela bekupa maleya kishuin vidiluim, ava maleya chardol chayiv. Chizkia says it's completely different than what I said. Chizkia says this rule that we go according to the barrel is only if we have kishum and diluim, like gourds and cucumbers and stuff like that. Those things are long. So if they're long, so therefore even though some of the item is leaning over the Rishos HaRabim inside the barrel, some of the item is still going to be, you know, pulled back over the makom ptur. But chardal, which are seeds, if they're just seeds, so what happens with the seeds, they're definitely going to be you know, individual seeds that are completely outside of the Rishus of the Makom Ptur. They're completely going to be overhanging in the Rishus Rabim. So about Mleya Chardol, it's Chayev. He says it's Chayev, Alma Kasavar, Eged Kli Loshme Eged. He must hold that things that are combined in a utensil are not going to be viewed as one item. They're not Eged, they're not tied together. If you hold Eged Kli Havi Egled, then that means that the Kli combines everything. So all the mustard seeds are combined and considered part of the kli, and the mud, like we said originally, even if some of them are hanging over, they're still considered part of the kli, and they're not going to be chayef. But if you say, like Chizkiya, that eged kli lo shmei eged, that means we view each and every mustard seed individually. So if I take this barrel, this basket of mustard seeds, I take it out of my house, I place it precariously over the border between the Makom Ptur and the Rishus HaRabim, I'm going to be chayev, because there are mustard seeds that are over the side and they're over the Rishus HaRabim. If you hold an eged shmi, eged kli is considered an eged, well then the kli itself is not outside, everything is considered combined into one thing, and I'm not going to be chayev. Right, that's what Rav Yochanan says. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilim Leyachardel, if it's full of mustard seeds, Pater Amakasavri, you must hold Eged Kli Shmei Eged. It's considered an Eged. So we're going to finish up. So Amar Rav Zrika, Amar Rav Zeir says, Masnis in the local Chizkiya Daika with local Rav Yochanan Daika. Our Mishnah cannot be used as a source for either Rav Yochanan or Rav Zeir, because our Mishnah seems to be contradictory. Right, it says the lo chizki lo daika. It's not like chizki. Again, chizki says that Eged Shmei Kli Lav Shmei Eged the Katani, because our Mishnah says, Ad sheyotzi es kol hakupa. You're not chayiv until you take out the entire basket. Time of the kol hakupa, which means you have to take out the entire basket. Ha kol haperos pater. But if all the peros went out, even though the basket did go out, you would be pater. Alma kasavar shows that everything goes after the kli. Alma kasavar, eged kli, shmei eged. That the kli, combining in the kli, is a kli. Therefore, the Mishnah said that the entire basket has to go out, not just the peros in the basket. And the Rabbi Yochanan, therefore, it's not like Chizkiya. The Rabbi Yochanan Lodaika, it doesn't go according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dikatani, because it says there, it says in the Mishnah, Afal Pisha Rov Peros Bachutz. It said there, even if Rov of the Peros of the Chutz, Taima the Rov Peros, that's only if most of the Peros are not. That's why you're Potter. Hakol Peros, but if all the Peros are outside in the Rishus HaRabim, Afal Gav De Agida Kupa Migaveh, even though the barrel is still inside, Chayev, that seems to indicate that you'll be Chayev. Amal Kasavar Eged Kli Shmei Eged. You see there that the Mishnah seems to say Eged Kli is an Eged. So therefore the Mishnah can't make a Diak one way or another. The question is, the Gemara says El Akasha, but there's a steer in the Mishnah. How did you read the Mishnah? One part of the Mishnah seems to indicate that Eged Kli Shmei Eged, and one part of the Mishnah seems to indicate Eged Kli Lav Shmei Eged. The Gemara says, Chizkiya Mitarat Tamei, and Rav Yochanan Mitarat Tamei. Chizkiya Mitarat Tamei, Ache Yotzi is Kol HaKupa. When does it, when the Mishnah says that you're not putter, that you're going to be putter until you bring out the entire barrel, he says, that's only talking about a barrel that's filled with long items, because then the item is not going to be completely outside. But Ava Malei Chardol, if it's filled with small mustard seeds, then you would not see Kamisha Hotzi is called a Kupu Chayev. Then it says, if you took out the entire barrel, and you'd be Chayev, because once the mustard seeds are outside, they're going to be outside and going to be Chayev. The Rabbi Yochanan Matar Zatameh, Rabbi Yochanan's going according to his Shita, he's going to say, Afa Pisha Rov Peres Bachutz, even though the Mishnah says that you're only Chayev when you're going to be Putter when Rov Peres Bachutz, Mashma, that if all the Peres are Bachutz, you're going to be, the Mishnah says that you're Putter if Rov Peres are Bachutz, Mashma, that you be Chayev if all the Peres are Bachutz, even if the barrel is inside. Right, it says Afal Pisha Rov Peres Bachutz Velo Rov Peres Bilvad. So he's going to say no. Not only if Rov Peres themselves are your potter, El Afil Kol Peres Potter. Even if all the fruits are outside your potter, Ad Sheyotzi Es Kol HaKupa. You're going to be potter until you bring out the entire barrel. They're basically reinterpreting the Mishnah just to fit into their shita. Last few lines, Meisve with Esakasha on Chizkiya. He says as follows: Hamotzi Kupas Harochlin. So the Kupas Harochlin, the spice sellers had these show pieces that they had all different types of besamim in there, right? So you took out these, and so there are all these small little besamim, right? And you put it on the outer. You put it from a store. You put it onto the outer place, which is a makom ptur, or I guess there. The afal pisha rov bechutz, even though most of them are outside, still pater atcha yotzi is kol kupa. You're going to be pater until you bring out the entire kupa. Mashma, the kasaka daita mitzari. We're talking about grounded up granules. So you see here, you have all these different granules grounded up in one case. The case is overextended into the Rishus HaRabim. Nevertheless, this Brisa says, you're putter until the whole case goes outside, because we view it all as tied together. That's a kashan chizkiya. Kash lechiska. So Amar lechiska. Lechiska says no. How come I skin on? But we're not say. We're dealing over here with long sticks. They're not grounded up. You know, maybe cinnamon sticks or something long. So these long sticks. So therefore, even though part of it is hanging out, you don't have the entire spice hanging out. Part of that spice is still hanging in. But if you're dealing with granules, so the granules would say would be chayev even with just part of the box is overextended over into the Rishasarabim, because those individual granules are clearly over onto the side of the Rishasarabim. Okay, we'll stop here, pick up a little later or tomorrow. It's not easy later, Menachem, with the Kimle, the Rabbi Minei, and all that stuff. It's not easy.